Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
People are talking about today here around the country and in some cases around the world. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Apparently about 82 million people have already voted either by mail-in ballot or some states allow some in-person voting in advance. But that's about half the registered voters, right?
I'm not sure about that. I don't have the bottom line number in front of me, but it sounds about right.
Hey Siri, how many registered voters in America? We'll see what she says. Well, 168 million, so not quite half.
Okay, but it's still up there. Yeah.
That's a lot, and so we'll start getting official results after 8 p.m. Really, you have to wait to the West Coast, too, because they're 3 hours behind. And then you have Hawaii, but you'll get a sense of what's going on late into the evening.
Now, I want to just do a quick little, if I could get to what I'm looking for. Jeez. Scrolling, and getting nowhere. I was trying to find the total number of votes that were cast in 2020. Just to give us some idea of what kind of participation was high. I know it was high, but I just wanted to get an idea because we might wind up with more voters this time around. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right, and don't forget we were in a pandemic situation for the last election,
and still so, that was participation was high.
Yeah, and a lot of atypical things happened, obviously, in that process. But in the meantime, you can start to vote officially here coming up in 51 minutes. And the polls will be open until 8 p.m. If you have a mail-in ballot you didn't mail in, you can take it to one of 10 if you're in Allegheny County and a registered voter there. 10 ballot deposit sites that you can get on Allegheny County website.
I found the numbers from last year. So we had 81 million votes for Joe Biden, 74 million votes for Donald Trump. It was 155 million.
So yeah, 168 million registered voters right now. So it has increased to your
point. We don't know how many newly registered voters we have either. The number that we're working with is probably from last year or the year before that.
So we'll see where this takes us. People also talking about the fact that Pittsburgh once again in the bullseye for the campaigns. Yesterday, Donald Trump at PPG Paints, Kamala Harris at the Cary Furnace site, and then they went off to other places. Harris went to Philadelphia, and they all kind of crisscrossed through the swing states.
And then I guess Donald Trump went up to Grand Rapids, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
He ended his night at Grand Rapids. And by the way, Kamala Harris will be in Washington tonight, and Donald Trump will be in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, where he has a home. It's an old, actually, the Post. You know the Post cereal family?
Mm-hmm.
They own that land.
Oh, I didn't know about that part of it.
Yeah, it comes with a 9-hole golf course.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's actually a beautiful resort.
Yeah, it's a huge place.
So that is Donald Trump's home in Florida. That's where he votes, too. So obviously they make a big deal when they actually go to vote. Follow the candidates. I always love when someone yells out, "Who are you voting for?"
Jeez.
Which reminds me,
yeah,
we got Aaron, thank you. Saturday Night Live, I mentioned, they have all these political candidates covered, literally. And they have been opening their show since they started this 50th season with the political stuff. So here's just a little clip of Dana Carvey as Joe Biden.
It's me. No Joe.
Joe Biden, thank you for coming here to support me.
Of course. My train was stopping here, so I'm being serious right now. And by the way, it's good to be back on my home turf. Guess what? As you know, I'm from the part of Pennsylvania that is a part of the state of Delaware.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
I can still do more and get out there and I can say more things.
Thank you so much.
She kind of ushers him up. Yeah, in other words, I don't need your help. Thanks. Take care.
We got it covered. Yeah.
So the aftermath of whatever happens today is likely to take us perhaps even into January. So we'll see. Step one, though, is Election Day, and the weather is also something that's going to be talked about regardless. 81 degrees will break a record set in 1948. No rain till maybe late night. We get a few showers. We actually need the rain, but we're not going to get much.
No, we're not going to get much at all. I'd like to say thanks to our friends at the National Weather Service office out at the airport in Moon for posting some fun statistics about Election Day weather.
What do you got?
We got, for example, the warmest Election Day was, until now, 77 degrees back in 2004. The coldest was 21 degrees in 1960. Who won that election?
John F. Kennedy.
Bingo. The wettest day, almost an inch of rain in 1972. There was just a trace of snow. That's the only kind of snow that they've seen in an election day. A trace of snow in 1984. And guess how many of the last 37 elections have had rain?
I'm going to say only 10.
18. 49% chance of rain on election day in Pittsburgh. Isn't that something?
That's no joke.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's the meteorologists, because it hasn't rained or we haven't had any bad weather. That's what they do, is put stats together. In other words, they're bored. Kind of like being a weatherman in Arizona.
Right.
That's no joke. All right. So we're underway here at 7 a.m. The polls open. And throughout the morning, we're going to sprinkle in some calls from people who have gone to the polls, kind of give us your bird's eye view of how many people are there and what the scene is.
And I'm expecting people to not have to wait much because of all of the votes that have been cast already.
You know what? That's a really good point. We'll see. 866-391-1020. Keep our number handy. Whatever you see, feel free to call us or instant access at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Yep, take us with you wherever you go, especially tonight if you're out and about, and we'll keep you posted on election returns. And to Andy Masick, the president and CEO of Heinz History Center, appreciate his history of this great radio station, which we're honored to be a part of, and the lineage that goes back 104 years. Standing in line to vote, would it be more enjoyable with live music? A lot of people would say absolutely. An organization called Play for the Vote has signed up tens of thousands of musicians around the country to play at voting sites.
Now, I got to be honest with you. If I was at a precinct, but waiting in line to vote, and Pat Septak
was
out there with his accordion playing like the Pennsylvania polka, that would be just so cool.
Actually, yeah.
I would really enjoy that.
Or some nice violins.
A harmonica?
Yeah.
Right? Anything would be good.
I can get my harmonica now if you want. It's no joke.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. I mean, it certainly would soothe a lot of nerves.
It could also be seen as a reminiscent of the Titanic when, depending on who you vote for, you know, they're on the deck of the
Titanic. Somebody fiddling on the deck, yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, boy.
That's no joke. Aaron? That's funny. You watched that whole Saturday Night Live piece?
I did. I was cracking up in here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Then Kamala Harris actually appeared on Saturday Night Live. I don't know what they're going to do now for Saturday. I guess a lot will depend there. They have a team of writers that will sit down, and they go over the news and put it together. And so that's what they will do.
Well, they have good material to work with. There's a fair amount of characters involved in the election this last year. So
absolutely. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And I forget, they actually had Alec Baldwin, who was doing Trump when Trump was in office. You know, so it's been a while. Obviously, Alec Baldwin has been through this whole situation where he had that gun on the set.
Oh, boy.
Shot the woman. Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter what your politics are, or whether you like him or you don't like him. Who would want to go through that,
that
experience, right?
Horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
And then the legal process that's unfolded, and it's drug on and on.
It's still not over.
No, I don't think it is.
Meanwhile, Election Day, according to the University of Florida Election Lab, we mentioned approximately 82 million people have already cast their ballots. Senate elections are being held in 33 states, one special election in Nebraska. Every seat in the House of Representatives is up for grabs, and 11 states are electing governors. We are not one of them, obviously. Josh Shapiro's just in his first year.
Now, here's the thing that I think is fascinating about this election from a, you know, newsworthy standpoint. Whatever the turnout is in Pennsylvania, if Donald Trump is capable of increasing the turnout over his last turnout, does that give Dave McCormick enough votes? Will he ride the coattails in, and will be Bob Casey be, you know, a former U.S. senator?
Well, that's
right?
One to watch. You know, we're going to talk to...
That could be close. It could be.
Yeah. KDKA-TV's John Delano right after the news at 7. We'll look at some of the down ballot. I don't think there's much mystery in Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, pretty much split down the middle from everything we've seen. We'll see how it shakes out. But there are really important down ballot races, too. And one of those is United States Senator.
No, absolutely right. So, and the Senate, control of the Senate is on the line here.
Correct.
And it appears going in that the Republicans will have maybe 2 or 3 seat majority when it's all over with, and perhaps the Democrats will be back in charge of the House.
Yeah, that's a big factor. And of course, we have both of those situations going on in the region. So we'll check in with John Delano, who follows all this very closely. 6:25, 35 minutes till the polls open. For this Election Day 2024. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. PennDOT, District 11 here in Allegheny County, is going to put a hold on construction projects for Election Day.
They started it yesterday.
Right.
And it's going to continue through 8 o'clock tonight.
And they did that presumably just because of the atypical traffic anticipated for Donald Trump at PPG Paints, Kerry Furnace for Kamala Harris. Speaking within an hour of each other here in Pittsburgh on election eve.
So that was on all the interstates and then routes 28, 65, and 51.
That's right. 28, 65, 51. Look at you. You had it down pat.
Well, I had to write the story yesterday.
Oh.
but it's still a good idea to remind people that that's in effect until still till 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it's paused, yeah, for the day, and that gives everyone kind of a break.
Well, it's a good idea, and especially those areas where they've got lane restrictions.
Yeah, and they've been working on some of these projects since spring, and some of this stuff, you know, construction season is supposed to be wrapping up. But to the advantage of the region, the extraordinary weather that we've had has allowed them to keep working, and hopefully they've gained on some of these projects some time that they would have normally had to suspend because of inclement weather like heavy rain.
And the plus on all of this is for commuters like you and I, that stretch of 79 going north now that's well north of the Moon Interchange where the new pavement begins, man, what a great ride. All the way to the Neville Island Bridge. It's just as smooth as you can go.
And it's taken, how long was that process?
And that piece of road, we're talking about 79 between the bridge and coming down to the Parkway West Interchange. Boy, was that a rough piece of road for a long time.
And they've got some major projects they still haven't wrapped, like McKnight Road.
Although I was on McKnight last week, and I was it seemed remarkable to me that they made a lot of progress there.
And I'm thinking they're all going to take a break for the day. So we're going to check in at the polls we have from KDK TV, Barry Pintar. Let's check in with him. He's in Ross Township before the polls open. Good morning, Barry.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Larry. Yeah, it's getting kind of busy here already. We got here about 4 o'clock. They were opening the doors, the workers here, at about 5, poll workers showing up at probably about 6. And I got to say already there's a slight line inside, nothing terrible, but about 4 precincts report here. So they are expecting long lines, to be sure.
Yeah, well, at least it's warm enough. Now, typically, it would be a lot colder. That helps, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, though, brother, I'm in a coat. I will tell you this. Anyone who's heading out, if you're going to be standing outside, I would say take the gloves. I mean, my hands have been cold out here this morning. If you're inside, you should be okay. But there's definitely a little nip in the air. But, certainly worth it to be a part of this exciting electoral process, I have to say.
Oh, certainly exciting, Barry. And I'm curious to know, with as many people who have voted early in Pennsylvania, like it's around 2 million, is that going to show up at the polls, or are more people going to be voting anyway?
Yeah. So, Larry, you bring up a very interesting point that many people don't understand. In Pennsylvania, they cannot count the absentee or mail-in ballots until today. Now, keep that in mind, coupling with the thought that Pennsylvania is an all-important swing state. So I don't think it is a stretch to say we may not know who the next president of the United States will be until as late as Friday, because Pennsylvania being such a key state and being a state where they can't legally count the mail-in ballots until today, it may take days to go through all those. So as much as everyone wants to know by the end of the day today who the new president is going to be, I don't know that that's a realistic hope.
All right, Barry, appreciate the time. No, you got to get back to it on TV. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Barry Pintar with KDK Television.
And he brings up a good point here about the ballot counting, because while that may be the case in the state of Pennsylvania in general, in Allegheny County, it's the opposite. We're going to know what the mail-in vote results are at 8 o'clock. Within seconds after 8 o'clock, they'll have counted them, and they'll be ready to go. So, and I think that we'll probably have final results in Allegheny County around midnight.
Yeah,
it's too bad that they can't do this in other large counties, but for some reason.
Correct. So we don't know a lot of things. There's a lot of gray area, a lot of things up in the air in terms of how long it'll take to know. And then after that, the challenges that are sure to come. So it's going to be a process.
I have a feeling that more people are going to participate in the election. I don't know how many more, than the election before. I think the election before we had like a 6.5% increase in participation. I think this could be that again. And the reason why I think that, Larry, is because of the sheer number of people who are voting early.
Yeah, 82 million people. And by the way, the first numbers are in from Dixville Notch just after midnight. Traditionally, little town, tiny town in New Hampshire. Six people voted, and we do have the results. Three for Donald Trump, three for Kamala Harris.
What else would it have been?
Right. So it doesn't really tell you much except that the vote, at least from all the polls and everything we've seen, is pretty much stretched right down the middle within the margins of error.
Absolutely it is. In the top battleground states, it says Trump plus 2.8 in Arizona. It says Trump plus 0.6 in Nevada. It says Harris plus 0.4 in Wisconsin, Harris plus 0.5 in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, Trump plus 0.4, North Carolina, Trump plus 1.2, Georgia, Trump plus 1.3. All of those are within that 3-5% swing.
And the countdown continues 17 minutes till the polls open. 9 minutes till the polls open. This is News Radio KDK, Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. And as soon as the polls open, they'll be open until 8 o'clock tonight. And again, if you have a mail-in ballot in hand that you didn't mail in, obviously you have to hand-deliver that today. There are some exceptions. I don't know if it's too late for some of the people who may not be mobile, but this is it. So,
and do I have it right? You can still go to your polling place,
yes,
with your mail-in ballot and hand it in right there, right?
But yeah, you must have identification. What about security at election places around the country? CBS's Naomi Ruckham reports.
For those who didn't vote early or by mail and are braving the polls today, expect a lot more security than we saw 4 years ago. Much of that will fall on state and local officials, but the federal government is backing them up. Bottom line, they don't want violence or another contested election. Election day is here, and law enforcement is working to prevent another 2020 debacle from marring election integrity. In Washington, D.C., businesses are boarding up. Extra fencing has been set up outside the White House and the vice president's home. And the FBI's Election Security Command Center is running around the clock, on the lookout for any and all potential security threats.
Those threats include criminal threats, such as threats to election workers, foreign malign influence, cyber threats, and acts of domestic violence.
In the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia district attorney had this warning for anyone attempting to interfere with the voting process.
Anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we do have the jail cells, we do have the Philly juries, and we have the state prisons.
During the last presidential election, Maricopa County became the center of election conspiracy theories about a, quote, stolen election, and state officials faced hecklers and threats.
Hopefully 2024 will set a different precedence, that Maricopa County isn't in the spotlight, and that our nation starts looking at the need for respect to each other and the respect to this process.
With Election Day finally here, polling officials are working to reassure Americans who plan to vote in person that they will be safe at the polls and their ballots will be counted. And across the nation, about 19 states or more already have the National Guard on standby or active. That's according to Reuters. The FBI says they already have seen a few threats of cybersecurity issues, but that's relatively common. At this point, the goal is to keep Americans, voters, and candidates physically safe and making sure they feel like their vote matters and is counted.
That is Naomi Ruckham from CBS.
So I find interesting the comments that were made by the district attorney out in Philadelphia. The comments were directed strictly at one political persuasion, and he has a reputation for being a fairly lenient DA. So that has changed dramatically here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Philly DA there.
He's been controversial. They tried to impeach him at one point.
Well, he definitely spoke off the cuff.
Wow. I mean, I haven't heard a public official say anything quite like that before. That was a remarkable.
5 minutes till the polls open.